Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the President Trump's speech tonight at the National Convention will be grand, and he will ask Americans to choose what country they want to live in, President Trump's or Joe Biden's. Vice President Mike Pence said last night that Trump, not Biden, would be the president of law and order.
Joe Biden would double down on the very policies that are leading to violence in America's cities. The hard truth is, you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us now to talk more about this. And Ron, Pence is being criticized for not mentioning the reasons behind the protests in this country, the killing of George Floyd, and most recently the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Now a teenage militia member is a suspect for the deaths of two protesters. How are Pence's remarks being received in this moment?
They're being received more or less the way that they were intended, to be heard by different Americans depending on which side they take in some of these controversies. If you are concerned about police violence, if you're concerned that of the four people who have been shot in Kenosha, there were three who were protesters and one who was a man who was on the street and was shot seven times in the back by a police officer. If you're concerned about those things, none of which was mentioned by the vice president, then you probably are troubled and do not feel entirely safe in the America of Donald Trump. But if you feel in some sense threatened by the prospect of a different kind of America, then you may feel unsafe in the America of Joe Biden. So it's a highly us versus them, highly divisive formulation. We've been hearing it all week, and we heard it last night from Vice President Pence.
Okay, so today, White House advisor Jared Kushner said he'll reach out to basketball star LeBron James after several major sports leagues canceled games last night to acknowledge the unrest and call for action. I want to ask you about at the convention last night, Republicans were making a concerted effort to have a host of speakers that represent key demographics, black men, suburban white women, and evangelicals. This kind of speaks exactly to what you're saying on what you hear based on where you stand. Is this an indication that there are people from these groups that are up for grabs in terms of support in this election?
Yes, to some degree. There surely are African-American males who are going to vote for Donald Trump, voted for him in 2016. But the great preponderance of African-Americans, particularly women, did not vote for him in 2016. And a real question can be asked whether they are the target of some of this outreach or whether, in fact, the outreach is intended to speak to people in the suburbs, particularly white suburban voters who have been deserting the president in terms of exit polls in the 2018 midterm elections, and in some of the polling that's been done for 2020. Is this intended to show a somewhat friendlier face to people of color, to all those in America who didn't vote for Donald Trump, with the intention of keeping some of those voters closer, with the intention of winning over some of the persuadables? We shall see. We haven't heard back from LeBron James as yet, but there's probably a lot of reason for him to regard this particular invitation in the light of some of the other invitations the president has issued to some other African Americans and what happened to those people in the relationship, whatever relationship they chose to have with the White House.
Mm-hmm. 4 years ago at the convention, President Trump said the crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon come to an end and that I alone can fix it. What does Trump have to do in his speech tonight to get that message across, do you think?
There probably will not be any attempt to address the flaw or contradiction or even imperfection in that promise, I alone can fix it, and it will soon come to an end. That's not his style. That's not his mode of operation. He'll probably try to strike the same emotional chords he did in 2016, but what would probably be better for him or do him the most good would be to find a way to negotiate some of the differences, some of the discords that we've been hearing between the friendly and the hostile hardcore in this convention the first three nights.
That was NPR's Ron Elving, senior Washington editor and correspondent. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.